45-year-old Alex Tembo felt a call to serve the church as an evangelist. This was in 2001. He was in Lusaka in a good job for Toyota Zambia, but the call from God was strong. He applied to the session of his congregation. The session responded that CCAP Zambia had no need for evangelists. Tembo was confused. He saw the need for preaching and church planting. He couldn't understand what God was doing. The harvest is plentiful. The laborers are few.
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord, high and exalted, seated on a throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphim, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, and with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying, and they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory."
The call was burning in Alex Tembo's heart. He decided to go directly to the CCAP General Secretary. He told his story to the General Secretary that he desired to serve God, but he was told the doors were closed. He thought perhaps the General Secretary would give him a letter of reference to another denomination so he could serve with him. The General Secretary explained that the evangelists are very important in CCAP Zambia, but there was no training program for evangelists then, and if there was, the synod had no funds for tuition. The General Secretary counseled Alex Tembo that God's time is best and urged him to continue to pray. He told Alex, if the call was real, God would provide the means.
At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and the thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. "Woe to me," I cried. "I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it, he touched my mouth and said, "See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for."
The following year, the General Secretary received a letter from Justo Mware, Theological University College in Lusaka, indicating that, thanks to PCUS donor, an evangelist training program was starting there, and CCAP Zambia was given 8 scholarships. It was an answer from God. When Mr. Tembo was informed, he was immensely grateful. He trained, and when graduated 1 year later, he was sent to serve a congregation in Kawe, Central Zambia.
Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here I am, send me."
When Evangelist Tembo arrived in Kabwe with his wife and 6 children, the congregation was small and struggling. The local copper mines had closed. People were laid off. Families were struggling to eat one meal a day. Kabwe was a ghost town. But in this desolation, Tembo praised God that he was able to answer God's call. Although the congregation was unable to house and support him at a decent level, Evangelist Tembo saw the people with compassion, with the love of God, and with confidence that God would provide. And God did provide. A congregant, Mrs. Manda, offered him part of her field so he could farm and grow food to feed his family. He did not run away from the challenges.
As they were going along the road, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." To another he said, "Follow me." But he said, Lord, first let me go and bury my father. But Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God.
In Kabwe, youth programs, women's program, and men's programs all started. Many people who had fallen away returned, and the Bible study began. Evangelist Tembo conducted home visitation and counseling sessions, and the congregation grew spiritually, physically, and numerically. In 2003, the synod began thinking about conducting a crash program at a newly reclaimed property in rural eastern Zambia to upgrade evangelists to pastors. Many CCP Zambia congregations were without ministers, and scholarship funds for existing theological institutions were very limited. The two-year program began in 2007. Alex Tembo attended along with 15 other evangelists.
After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Go, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Do not take a purse or bag or sandals, and do not greet anyone on the road.
Tembo praised God that he was sent by the synod to Shasefu for additional theological training. He could not believe he was chosen. He could not believe he was accepted for additional training. He was overwhelmed that he could become a pastor of word and sacrament. It did not matter to him. 15 men were sleeping on the floor of a two-roomed house, that classrooms were held in one room of the local mission school, or that the library had only a few dozen books. Mr. Tembo's reaction was, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Housing, food, facilities were insignificant. He could be trained under a tree for he cared. The important thing to him was answering the call to serve God. He was happy to learn from even the youngest lecturer.
When you enter a house, first say, peace to this house. If someone who promotes peace is there, your peace will rest on them. If not, it will return to you. Stay there, eating and drinking whatever they give you, for the worker deserves his wages. Do not move around from house to house.
After the two-year program concluded, Alex Tembo was licensed as a pastor and returned to Kabwe. It was a huge encouragement to the congregation to have a pastor. They thought the synod has remembered even us. They were excited and inspired. Tembo praised God for his expanded role and his new responsibilities in the congregation. In his first year as licensed pastor, he moderated session meetings and confirmed women as members of the Women's Guild. In his second year, an ordained pastor, he had the immense joy of performing the sacraments of baptism and Holy Communion.
When you enter a town and are welcomed, eat what is offered to you. Heal the sick who are there and tell them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. But when you enter a town and are not welcomed, go into the streets and say, even the dust of your town we wipe from our feet as a warning to you. Yet be sure of this, the kingdom of God has come near. We are the body of Christ together. Jesus invites us as friends to follow his commandment of love and bear fruit that will last. Like Paul and Titus, we have become partners with each other and with Christ in united and mutual service. Guided by Christ's humility, we work to empty ourselves of all pride, power, sin, and privilege so that God might be glorified. Within and beyond our connectional community, doing mission in such true partnership opens us to opportunities for mutual encouragement, mutual transformation, mutual service, and mutual renewal. It takes all of our gifts and a willingness to work together with our brothers and sisters in Christ, courageously and steadfastly, responding faithfully to the Global South challenges of church growth in the face of poverty and disease.
We praise God that we are joining hearts and hands, you in the Presbytery of Southern New England, with those of us in CCP Zambia, who dream that one day Chasefu Theological College and Model Farm will reclaim its heritage as a center for Christianity, for education, and for agriculture in Eastern Zambia. We treasure the collaboration and the partnership, the inspiration and encouragement. May God bless you all for your labor of love.